Hello and welcome to episode 564 of Contending at the Water Cooler. I am your host, Clarence Moy, and I'm joined by the other two M's. So M's, let's go around the cooler and tell the listeners who you are and where they can find you on the internet. Megan, let's start with you.
Hello, I'm Megan McLaughlin. You can find me everywhere at Hey Dude Meg.
Joey.
Hi, I'm Joey Moser. You can find me on Twitter at Joey Moser 83. I want to be like one of those like wrestling girls. Like,
I thought you were, that was more of a proof of life, Mitch McConnell type of thing.
Oh.
Again, I'm Clarence Moy. You can find me on Twitter at Clarence Moy. Hi, guys. How was your weekend?
Hi. Good. How was yours?
It was good. We moved our daughter into college, and
Her dorm looks like,
I know,
it looks like something out of a movie.
It totally does.
I was like, is this real? Did she move into an apartment?
Like, I imagine, like, as soon as you, after you were done with that picture, like, let's go to the quad. Like, I was ready. I was ready for that.
First, I will say, that is a lot of lipstick on a pig, because when we first got there, it was a old beat up dorm. There's a lot. They did a lot of work on that. They did a lot of sprucing up. They did a lot of cover ups.
Okay.
It's one of the older dorms at the school where my daughter goes, and they are building a new dorm next to it. And so they are very clearly not spending any money on this one, but they did a fantastic job. The common area is insane. They had like a 40 inch TV. They had a 4 foot refrigerator freezer. They had a microwave on top of that, and they've got an ice pellet machine.
Like, oh my gosh.
You remember when we went to college and it was none of that? But that's not even the
God.
Like, there's a new dorm, and my wife shared this video that was posted somewhere on like Instagram or something, or TikTok, where this girl had moved in, and it looked like a literal hotel room. There was a queen size bed in there, and she had her own individual private room, and then they shared a bathroom with someone else, but everything was done to the nines. It was college dorms are no longer what they used to be. There's now this competition now to get it like as bougie as possible.
Yeah, that's, I also feel like now too, the accommodations are so important because not as many people are going to college anymore. And if they're going to do it, they're like, well, I want it to be, you know, better be nice. So I can understand the hotel vibe.
Yeah, it's wild. And my daughter doesn't even go to a bougie school, so I can't imagine what like a University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill is like.
Yeah.
Wild and insane.
Wow.
Anyway, it was hot as hell, but we got through it, and we miss her dearly, but we're soldiering on.
Aw, that's great.
Yeah,
that's great.
Go ahead.
I would say I watched lots of movies this weekend.
Yes, I was gonna say, what movies, books, TV shows did you guys watch this past weekend?
I saw You Had to Be There, which is the documentary about Godspell in Toronto and how it basically ushered in all of this talent from SNL and SCTV with interviews from Martin Short and Eugene Levy, among others. And then I watched, caught up to Ted Lasso. I really still like this. I like the fact that they're tackling women's sports because I know it's got a man at the center of it, but if you want a man to be at the center of women's sports to be a supporter, it's Ted Lasso, I think. And then I watched, oh, I made my mom watch a Netflix movie and stuff because I was home this past weekend. But and then I just watched the documentary about the oldest person alive. Like this documentarian, Sam Green, is obsessed with like the ritual of the oldest person alive, and it was interesting, and he kind of connects it to himself and his own mortality, and it's a heavy topic, but it was well done, and interesting to think about how like it's just kind of a rotating group of like 117-year-olds who are just like passing away, and it was interesting.
Joey, what about you? What have you caught up to?
There's something. I'm still, I was kind of hard on myself to see more short films than I did last year at Indie Shorts, and I was like really stressing myself out. And I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna do it on my own terms. I'm still watching shorts from that. I'm ho hoping to have my piece up. So I'm gonna basically gonna be writing about 50 movies in one post. I saw a short film that I absolutely fell in love with. It's a documentary called The Baker's Hotline, which is a real thing where people if you are having trouble with something that you're baking, you can call like this 1-800 number and a real life person will pick up and talk to you. I did not know that was a thing. It's based on like I can't remember King something flour, whatever. It's like I went and found like a bag of flour. It's a certain brand, but on the side of it'll have like the 1-800 number to call. But it's this really sweet movie about all these people who call this hotline. It's mostly like older people. And there's all these like baking specialists who like answer the phone so they can talk to a real life person. They don't have to go to Google. Like they'll stay with them on the phone until they're done. There's like this one thread about this man who I think he's like some form of chemist or engineer who used to bake with his mother, and his mother died. And so he calls the hotline all the time because like he likes to talk to a real life person. And I don't know, talking about other things like baking became a huge thing because of COVID and sourdough starters and all that stuff. And I was just sort of in love with that movie. I just watched it last night. It's gonna end up on my list. But the only movie that I watched that this probably isn't new, but I'm still mad about One Night Only. I'm just still mad. It just, I am because it's sort of like,
Wait, so you didn't see the end of Oak Street? I didn't
no.
either, but there's a sex scene between the dinosaurs, apparently.
I heard that.
Yeah.
They got your suggestion.
They got my attention.
They're like,
Oh,
Megan, we're making
God.
this movie for you.
A
And they have
gratuitous
hair. They
dinosaur
have
sex scene.
feathers.
No,
They
it's
have.
not gratuitous. It's involved with the plot. How dare you?
Well, we can't
Speaking of which,
have.
I did. Oh, go ahead,
I
Clarence,
was
go
just to
ahead.
say, we can't have sex between humans and film anymore. So we need to, because
Right.
Gen Z is uncomfortable with that. So sex with
Right.
dinosaurs must be okay.
Yeah. I read the synopsis of The End of Oak Street, which I will not spoil, but I was kind of like, okay.
I did the
I'll catch it
exact same
later.
thing.
Did you really?
I was gonna see it on Friday because we had a down day on Friday, but just timing didn't work out and screening times didn't work out. It was a very short movie. So I was like, well, okay, let me see how much of my life I need to rearrange for this movie. And I read the synopsis and was like, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Our
Yeah. It
friend
was like,
Jalal saw it and he told me that there's something that happens about three quarters of the way through the film. And he gasped, and he hasn't gasped in a film in a long time, and the audience gasped. A certain character kicks the bucket. We'll say that.
yes, I think I know this moment based on
And
the synopsis.
apparently watching the film, you do not see that coming at all. So it's a major surprise.
Yeah, I think one of the things I can't take seriously in this movie is I think the whole idea of Anne Hathaway and Ewan McGregor being married is ludicrous.
Why is that? What's Ewan McGregor's hot? What are you talking
I
about?
just would never put them together. It's just weird to me. I don't know.
Wormholes, wormholes. I'm there. Them being married. That's
Yeah,
that's an
I can't
alternate
get
dimension.
there. It just feels weird.
Well, you have never seen him naked in the Pillow Book, so
In the what?
everyone
The
has seen
Pillow
him
Book.
naked in the Pillow Book.
The Pillow Book, the Velvet Goldmine. Any movie between
So you're saying
1998
pre-Star
and
Wars.
2002. Pre-Star
Okay,
Wars,
you're
yeah.
saying that Anne's in because of the big dong. Is that what you're
I'm
saying?
saying it doesn't hurt. Well, it might hurt.
Although
I
Anne Hathaway was probably 12 when he was naked in the pillow book.
Never. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, because that's the other thing. I'm like, I want
You
Anne
could have
Hathaway to
watched
have
some other stuff.
I want Anne Hathaway to have an age appropriate. Like she had Matt Damon. That was kind of far-fetched, but it's the Odyssey. I could deal with it. And I'm not like you and McGregor. I'm like, give her somebody her age. I don't know.
But she
Either
presents older.
that. I don't think she does though. I don't
She's
know.
43. He's
She's
55.
43. He's
That's fine.
55. That's
Okay, it's
fine.
not that. Like I said, it's not a, like send your letters to me. I don't care. It's not a
Are you
big
trying to
deal.
appeal to Gen Z? Like,
No,
age
it's not an
gaps.
age gap. That's the thing. It would not normally bother me, but for some reason, I just don't think that they. I just can't see them being a couple. It's just weird. Yeah.
It is weird. Anyway. So I'm probably gonna wait for streaming on that one. So eventually we'll talk about it. But
Okay, yeah. We'll spoil the hell out of it too.
I just started the Boyfriend, which is, I guess, a spoiler for my flash forward, and it is my least favorite book of hers so far.
Interesting. So maybe I should read her other ones because I didn't love it. So,
Oh, Never Lie. I finished that this weekend. Never Lie. It is fantastic. It is my favorite book of hers by far. In fact, I loved it so much that I started thinking about it, how what of a perfect movie it would make. Joey's being haunted. Has having a light poltergeist. I thought about what a perfect movie it would make, and then I went online and I asked ChatGPT who owns the rights to Never Lie. And of course, it's
Nicole
been optioned
Kidman.
by Shawn Levy's production company for a Netflix film. So it will be a garbage movie that will never be seen. But it's such a great book. It is
I'm sorry,
so.
which writer is this?
It's Freedom McFadden.
Freedom,
Okay.
yeah.
Jason read about 150 pages of this like second housemaid book, like
Yeah,
just last
that
night.
one is not good.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. The second one is not good. The third one is good. The third one is
Maybe it's the third one.
the Desperate Housewives version of The Housemaid. So anyway, but yeah, Never Lie. Highly recommend it. You can have it's available at Target. Anyway,
This is brought to you by Target.
yeah, Target. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so this week, and as we are recording today, is the start of the 2026 Television Academy Phase Two voting window. So we're going to have tons of Emmy-related content on the contending. So make sure you have subscribed to our email, make sure you're checking in, and make sure you vote for the 2026 Cooler Awards. Now, wait a minute, Clarence, you might say, we don't know what the Cooler Award nominations are, so how can we vote? Well, I'm going to tell you what they are right here on this podcast, a full 24 hours before I post them on the website. So,
Oh
congratulations,
my
listeners.
God.
You're getting early content. And then starting on Wednesday, you'll be able to vote for them. And the Emmy voting window lasts for another 2 weeks. So, we are kicking that off with our Emmy wish list. So, the things that we want to make sure that the Television Academy heavily considers as they bring out their ballots. And then, of course, we'll close with the flash forward to the media we're most anticipating in the upcoming week. You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right. So let me share my fancy dancy PowerPoint presentation of the
Fancy Hugh
2026
Dancy.
Cooler Awards. So I will go through the nominations and you guys can offer commentary as we wrap.
Ooh,
So,
this is so fancy.
oh, yeah.
Dancy.
It's a t So I guess I shouldn't
Hugh.
say this, but it's a PowerPoint template, clearly. I don't know why there's a single star. It is what it
Because
is.
there can only be one winner.
I don't know. Anyway, all right.
What country are we representing and we're not sure about it? Like, it looks like a
This
flag.
is the flag of Moservania. Actually,
Many
it'd be me.
faggots.
But
It
anyway, all right.
would be me. You fucking asshole.
We're starting with comedy series, and the nominees are Abbott Elementary. The Comeback.
Oh my God.
Hacks. The Lowdown.
Oh, interesting.
Shrinking. And this is one of two
Oh.
categories in which we had a tie for sixth place. Widow's Bay. These are your six
Oh,
nominees. Now, traditionally, every category has five, but again, we had a tie too close to essentially eliminate one of these nominees. So I included it, and we have six.
that's
Thoughts?
great.
Surprises? Disappointments?
No, it's a
So
good list.
we have some straight readers.
I was very surprised with the passion that came for the lowdown from our readers and from our staff.
That's great. I mean,
Yeah.
I was thinking that was one that I thought would show up more at the Emmy nominations, and it didn't.
Yeah, me
At
too.
all,
Did it?
yeah.
Was it? It was completely
No,
shut
I
out,
don't
wasn't
think
it?
it did at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it did, no.
So.
And I have not done the tallies, but I think comedy series is definitely dominated by Widow's Bay. And it may be the overall nomination leader. I will have that information in
I
tomorrow night's post. Yeah. All right. Moving forward. Lead
Let's get
actress in a
started.
comedy series. And the nominees are Quinta Brunson, Abbott Elementary. Elle Fanning, Margo's Got Money Troubles. Lisa Kudrow, The Comeback. Rachel Sennett, I Love LA.
Oh,
And
that's a nice surprise.
Jean Smart, Hacks.
This is a good list.
Our readers
I
have
like the
great
Rachel
taste.
Sennett.
Me
Yeah.
too. All right. Any other What
thoughts?
about the
All right. Moving on. Lead actor in a comedy series. And the nominees are Ethan Hawke, The Lowdown.
Oh.
Dan Levy, Big Mistakes.
Oh. Okay. All
Steve
right.
Martin, Only Murders in the Building.
Oh my
Matthew
God.
Reese, Widow's Bay. Martin Short, Only Murders in the Building.
Oh, this is nice. This is a good list.
This is a
Is
sidebar. I want Martin Short. I think I want Martin Short to win that Emmy. But I don't know if I ever told you, did I ever tell you that I bought an extra large women's purple coat from Target because it looked like Oliver Putnam's coat?
I can't
I
believe
just
you
found it
said
in my
this out
closet.
loud.
Fuck you. I was
very surprised for Dan Levy here, coming in so
Yeah.
strong because, you know, not a lot of people have talked about that show, but that's it's great to see him back.
Yeah, that's great.
All right, supporting actress in a comedy series. Dale Dickey, Widow's Bay.
Ooh,
Hannah Einbinder,
lesbians,
Hacks.
bisexuals.
Kate O'Flynn, Widow's Bay.
Nice.
Michelle Pfeiffer, Margo's Got Money Troubles.
Ooh.
And Megan Stalter, Hacks.
Ah. That's a good list too.
Ah. Four out of
Are you making
five.
fun of my Oz?
Yes, I am. I'm not hiding it.
Four out of five ain't bad. All right. Supporting actor in a comedy series. The nominees are Paul W. Downs, Hacks. Harrison Ford, Shrinking.
Yes.
Nick Offerman, Margo's Got Money Troubles.
Oh.
Steven Root, Widow's Bay. And Tyler
Oh,
James Williams, Abbott Elementary.
oh, there's a lot of
One was.
Margo fans. I'd like to see that. I like seeing that. Although it didn't
I
get
just.
in for a comedy series, though,
It did not. It
right?
did not.
That's crazy.
Actually,
We
I
have
just
a.
realized no women in supporting actress for Abbott Elementary. Interesting.
Correct.
Yeah. Correct.
Interesting.
And
Sorry.
we have a couple of series where a lot of the performances were nominated, but not the series itself. So, all right. Moving on to drama series. The nominees are The Gilded Age,
Oh, fuck yeah.
Industry,
Ah.
The
Oh my
Pitt,
God, film Twitter just came.
Pluribus, Task.
Oh, this is a
Oh.
good list too.
This is the list closer to what the Emmys should have been.
Yeah.
Did
Yeah.
you guys get that giant box from Pluribus?
I'm getting something tomorrow in the
Yeah,
mail,
I am
so
too.
I'm wondering
I
if
won't
that's a
spoil
good.
it. All
I
right.
have an idea of what's in there though, so
There's a lot of stuff in that thing. So anyway, it's very
Well, I'm
heavy too, so
excited.
be prepared for that. My
All
wife
right.
drug it in. I could hear it scraping the hardwood floor. I'm like, ah.
That's
All right.
funny.
Lead actress in a drama series. Carrie Coon, The Gilded Age.
Yes.
Chase
Whoa.
Infinity, The Testament.
Ooh.
Carrie
Joey and I are
Russell,
so nice.
The Diplomat.
I'm interested.
Ray Sehorn,
Okay.
Pluribus. Zendaya, Euphoria.
Ah. Wow, that
Thoughts?
like is very close to the, is that the actual like nominations?
It's pretty close. It it.
Yes,
Wait,
it is.
Chase.
It's the
Yes.
exact. Yep.
Is it the exact same thing?
Yep.
There we go. Wow,
Wow.
I
Because
not a
Chase
lot of
Infinity was the only thing from the Testament to get in, which I thought was funny.
not a
Yeah.
lot of competition in this category this year. So, all right, lead actor in a drama series. Peter Claffey, A Knight of the Seven
Oh.
Kingdoms.
Oh,
So tall,
interesting.
so hard.
Walton Goggins, Fallout.
This is
Gary
already an
Oldman,
interesting one.
okay. Slow Horses. Mark Ruffalo, Task.
But
And Noah Wiley, The Pit.
wow.
What about my Gilded Age husband? Whatever.
Did not make the cut. All right.
It's in the wrong category. He's a campaign other places, but
He should
no.
have been in supporting.
Yes, he should have.
But it is what it is. All right. Moving forward to supporting actress in a drama series. And the nominations are Marissa Abela, excuse me, Industry. Amelia Jones, Task.
Oh, okay.
Catherine Lanasa, The Pit.
Yes.
Yes.
Ah, Sebada
Thank
Mofi,
you,
the
The Pit. I look at it
pit.
and I'm like, it's like Everest. And Carolina Alwydra, Pluribus.
All right. All right.
That's a good list.
It's a good list.
Very good list. Again, our readers have taste. Supporting actor in a drama series. And the nominations are Patrick Bell, The Pit.
Yes.
Garen Howell, The
Ooh.
Pit. Jack Lowden, Slow Horses.
The
Tom Pelfrey,
pit.
Task. And
Okay.
Carlos Manuel Vesga, Pluribus.
Ah. Okay. I need to finish that season.
Pluribus did well
You
as well.
do. Yeah.
All right, Megan's favorite category, television movie. The
Let's see if
nominations
they got it
are
right. Oh,
Mike and Nick and
I
Mike
did
and
not see
Alice.
that one. That's
Miss You, Love You.
a very good one.
People We Meet on Vacation.
That's fine.
Remarkably Bright
Oh,
Creatures.
I love Remarkably Bright Creatures.
Swiped.
Oh, I need to see that one.
David is happy.
Yeah, I would say David will be happy.
It was interesting seeing the this was a it was a not a lot of votes in this category. People definitely was like, no, I'm not voting for this. Or didn't cast five votes. We'll say that. You can cast up to five
Okay.
votes when you vote. All right. Moving forward to limited series, our final round of categories. And the nominees are All Her Fault, The Beast
Ooh.
in Me,
Hey.
DTF St. Louis,
Ooh.
Half Man,
Hey.
Love Story.
I like how you said love story. Love story.
Wait, what was, now I'm trying to think of what's different from this one compared to the
No
real,
beef.
like every,
Half, no beef.
no beef.
yeah,
And
interesting, no beef. Hold the beef.
hold the beef, yes.
I wonder if there's going to be a disparity in the Emmys versus what audiences pick. So I don't know.
Yeah.
And because All Her Fault, actually, this
That
list
was a
is,
hit.
yeah. But Half
Yeah.
Man wasn't nominated. What else was did got nominated that isn't here?
So
Those are
beef.
just Half Man. Just Half Man. Okay, everything
Beef.
else was the
Yeah.
same.
Wait, All Her Fault got in at the Emmys too for limited series. Oh, okay, I forgot that that.
I need to watch that.
All right. Lead actress in the limited series. Claire
Ladies.
Danes, The Beast in Me. Which, by the way, if you're not following the woman that can imitate Claire Danes doing everything on Instagram,
Oh
then
my
you're
God.
missing your calling. Please
That
stop
woman
whatever you're
is
doing.
insane.
She's amazing.
In the
Anyway,
best way. I mean, that is the highest
yes.
compliment.
Yes. Love it. Love it. Sally Field, Remarkably Bright
Yes.
Creatures. Carey Mulligan, Beef. Sarah Pigeon, Love Story. Sarah Snook, All Her Fault.
So this was almost the same, right?
Yes,
Yes.
except for Sally Field.
No, Sally Field's in.
No, she doesn't. Actually, that
No,
might
she didn't. It's
be.
Sarah Snook who didn't get in, right?
No,
No,
she
she
did. No,
didn't.
that's actually the same. That's the same.
Oh, it's
That's the
the
same
same?
list.
Wow.
Yeah. Because Sally Field was the first woman in a TV movie to get in something like 15 years or something like that. I think the last person to do it
Sad.
was Laura Dern in The Tale.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I love the two. Lead actor in a limited series, and the nominees are Riz Ahmed, Bait,
Ooh.
Jamie Bell, Half Man,
Ah.
Michael Chernus, Devil in Disguise.
Oh.
Ah, so David did
David.
vote. Ah.
That's amazing.
Charlie Hunnam, Monster, The Ed Gein
Ah, he still
Story.
made it in. Mother.
And Matthew Rhys, The Beast in Me. A double Cooler Award nominee.
Yes.
Ooh, no Oscar Isaac.
No
Interesting.
Oscar Isaac.
People did not like
Yeah,
Beef.
wow, they really did not like Beef other than Carey Mulligan.
Supporting actress in a limited series. And the nominees are Linda Cardellini, DTF St. Louis,
That's a good pick.
Grace Gummer, Love
Oh,
Story,
she did get
We
in.
Have a Gummer.
Leslie Manville, Monster, The Ed Gein
Okay.
Story.
That's a no, I reject that.
Naomi
Naomi
Watts, Love Story,
Watts.
and Constance Zimmer, Love
Yes.
Story.
They did it. They fucking did
This is what this is, those three actresses should have been nominated for Love Story, but
Yeah,
yeah,
they're all so
absolutely.
good.
All right. And finally, supporting actor in a limited series, and the nominees are Jason Bateman, DTF St. Louis. This was the
Good
actually, I
one.
should say, this is the other category in which we had a tie. So there are six nominees here.
Oh.
Richard Gadd, Half Man. David Harbour, DTF St. Louis. Charles Melton, Beef.
Ah.
Nick Offerman. Nope, that's not Margot's Got Money Troubles. Sorry.
That's Death
That
by
he's
Lightning.
nominated It's
Twice.
Death by Lightning. And Alessandro Nivola, Love Story. I will correct that for the final print, for the final copy that posts tomorrow night. But it's Nick Offerman, Death by Lightning, not Margot's Got Money Troubles.
That's great.
Little copy paste there. And those are your 2026 Cooler Award nominations. You can take a look at the full list on the site. I will have the tallies and all that stuff available for you tomorrow. All
That's
right.
great.
Joey, why don't you take us into our Emmy wish list? What is this? What do we do here?
I know. So you want me to, okay, so Emmy wish list, I feel like a lot of people have opinions about what should win and whatnot. The work is not over, people. You still have to campaign and whatnot. So I guess, do you want me to dive into something that
Yeah, why don't you start? Go ahead.
Sure. Something that I think should be considered, and he is a cooler nominee this year. Tyler James Williams does not have an Emmy. And he missed last year. And I actually think he should win, not just because he's overdue, but because he's actually really good on the season. Him and Janine, spoiler alert, him and Janine break up for a minute. He directs, he's starting to do more directing on the show. He directed one of the mall episodes, the one with the Ben Franklin head that drops down from the sky.
Oh,
He
yeah.
directed this three episodes. He directed the middle one with that one. He is painfully funny on the show. And I'm sorry, I'm gonna be a little, I don't wanna say shady, but I mean, like, so Coma Domingo is not gonna win for four seasons. I think that Paul W. Downs is gonna win something else for Hacks. He's already won for Hacks, not in this category, but for other things. I feel like I'm wondering if, damn it, stupid motherfucker. Widow's Bay. Speaking of Widow's Bay, Stephen Root, he could probably win. Harrison Ford could probably win. I don't think it's Michael Yeary. I think it's Tyler James Williams' time to win something. And it felt like last year when the nominations for Abbott Elementary came out, Abbott sort of like dipped a little bit, but this year Abbott Elementary has only been nominated twice for directing, and it got directing again this year. So give it to fucking Tyler James Williams. He'd be a worthy winner, not just overdue, and he's fine.
That's a good
Bam.
argument.
A long argument, but a good one. That's
Yeah.
what it's fucking for.
I would say passionate.
I am completely joking. Megan, who is your first wish list
Slut.
choice? She's
I
gonna be like Dale
really,
Dickey, end of list.
I mean, I'd love that, but I really want Cato Flynn to win supporting actress. I know Hannah Einbinder is the front runner. And she's very funny, but I just feel like Cato Flynn was such a breakout. She's one that is probably nipping at Hannah Einbinder's heels. I'm predicting her just because I feel like there's some momentum there. I'm probably going to be wrong, but I would love to see Cato Flynn win for Widow's Bay. That's kind of my or Dale Dickey. I mean, I'm either
Legend.
one.
Well, I am going to offer my first one in the same category. This was one that I wish we could have a three-way tie because we should be talking about Hannah Einbinder on her fifth Emmy for Hacks, honestly. And, as much as everybody talks about Jean Smart, it is a two-hander show. And Hannah Einbinder has been fantastic and has evolved that character over the five seasons of the show. Cato Flynn is fantastic, and the episode that everybody talks about from that season is hers. It's the cocktail sunset cocktails party episode, which is fantastic. It was the first episode of that show that just really, just grabbed me and said, "This is something special." But I would love to see Michelle Pfeiffer win for
I'd love to
Margaret's
see
Got
her
Money
win
Troubles.
too. Yeah, that's a good one.
This is the best role she's had in 20 years. It reminds you of how great she can be playing someone who is not affluent, who is not, a period piece. She has a blue collar underpinning. Yes, she's beautiful, but she doesn't downplay her beauty. She uses it as as almost a, not a weapon, but she it reminds me of the way that she was in of her performances from Frankie and Johnny and from Married to the Mob back in the late 80s, early 90s.
Married to the
And
Mob.
she's just such a tremendous presence in the show. And it's just sometimes I feel like Michelle Pfeiffer can be very studied. And this opens her up and it's more vivacious and lively than I've seen her in decades. So I would love to be able to, and she has very few awards despite being one of the most popular
No.
actresses of the last 30 years.
That's
So, it's a tough thing, and I'd love to see three actresses take home Emmys from this category. But Michelle Pfeiffer would be my preference.
I love that pick. That's a good one.
Thank you.
The fact that she doesn't have like an Emmy, an Oscar, she doesn't have any of like the
Does
four
she even have a Golden
major.
Globe?
Oh yes, she does.
She
She
does?
got one for
She has one for. She only has one for
Oh, was
Baker
it for
Boys.
Fabulous Baker Boys?
Yeah, I'm literally on the Wikipedia page. She's been nominated for three, four, five, six, seven, eight Golden Globes, but she's only won one.
That's crazy. She's
Crazy.
getting her ninth
Hate it.
nomination this year, I guarantee you.
God, I
Although
know.
it is the Golden Globes TV supporting category, which they put everybody in one. So.
The Golden Globes are broken, so not they weren't before, but.
Did you see the fight? This is totally off topic, but did you see the fight between Deadline? Was it Deadline? No, Variety. Is Penske Media was the Hollywood Foreign Press is suing the Golden Globes for whatever reason. I don't remember what the cause was, or there's some sort of animosity. And Penske wrote back, they're not even that inclusive. I'm
Oh,
like, oh,
I didn't even see
girls, take
this.
off the gloves.
Oh.
Anyway, Joey, back to you.
This is a performance that I really love that I watched the show because I wanted to talk to this person. I got a pitch to talk to him. I think Riz Ahmed is incredible in Bait. That show feels a little bit like it shouldn't work. It's six episodes. Every episode is under 30 minutes long, but it is about a guy, for people don't know, it's about a guy, a struggling actor who is up for the part of the new James Bond. And much like Riz Ahmed, his name has been floated around because people really like him. And he blows his audition, but then the paparazzi sees him walking out of the office of like where they know the auditions are being held, and it sort of revitalizes his chances on social media. And so it's him like struggling to deal with like his family. There's a severed pig head that has the voice of Sir Patrick Stewart. It's so fucking weird, and it deals with a lot of really huge topics like racism in the industry, racism just in England against, black and brown people. It's a lot of stuff that shouldn't work, and it is so fucking funny, and he is so good in it. And his nomination was a surprise, but I would love to see I think that category might be a little like a little all over the
That
place.
limited series.
Yeah, it's limited series. So, I
I
mean,
think he definitely has a chance.
I think he has a chance just as much as everybody else does.
Yeah.
I also caught up with The Beast in Me this past week. I think Matthew Rhys is really fucking great in it too. So either him or Riz Ahmed, I would love to see win an Emmy. So it started as a pitch for Riz Ahmed and it ended with Matthew Rhys. Let Matthew Rhys have two. That'd be fine. Matthew Rhys is actually, I don't know if either of you watched that show all the way through. He does some scary shit in it.
He's scary to begin with on that show. Like, he just makes you uncomfortable.
I know you didn't finish it, Megan, but I'm gonna give you a timestamp in a certain episode, and the way he is terrifying on that show.
Okay, I'll be waiting on that timestamp.
While you're waiting, Megan, why don't you give us your second wish list pick?
I, as you know, love the docu-series nonfiction category, and
What?
I've been trying to watch a lot of like I watch a lot of nonfiction, but some of the ones that I watch were not in that category. Anyway, I really love the Yogurt Murders show on
Oh,
HBO,
yeah.
and actually the Sean Combs Reckoning one is very good too, but I feel like more the Mr. Scorsese is the front runners, in my opinion. That's what I think. And I've seen some of it, which it is very good. But I just felt like the Yogurt Shop Murders is such an interesting thing because, it ended last year after four episodes, and they still didn't know who committed this heinous, horrible crime. And then they find out that this DNA is a match for somebody, they figure it out. And the person it ends up being is just so, it's so random, and it's so they could have never figured this out. And but it's also, that's not even part of it. The part that I really was I cried over was that seeing this town or seeing Austin, Texas come together, this community, all these people were in the room, all these people who were interviewed for the previous four episodes, and now seeing them like find out what exactly happened, seeing the families who've been devastated by these murders for like 35 years. seeing them find out what happened. It was just so emotional. And I think that fifth episode really is the icing on the cake for the whole series. It really is just, it brings it all together beautifully. And I hope that that one wins. Even though there are other, I didn't get to watch Rafa, or I didn't get to watch the one, I think it's American Revolution. I didn't get to watch that one either. But I really like, I still love Yogurt Murders. It's a really great series.
And I love yogurt. Moving us on along to my
More of a
second pick.
pudding person.
Actually, I love frozen yogurt more than I love regular yogurt. But that's not what this podcast is about.
Brought to you by
Second pick.
Danone.
Can we select something as a wish list item if we think it's already the front runner in that category? I'm going to say yes, because I want to make sure that the Television Academy doesn't screw main titles up like they have in the past.
Oh, thank God.
Stranger Things. Welcome
I'm
to
not over
Derry.
that.
Welcome to Derry. The best main titles I've seen in years. We've already talked about it at great length on a previous podcast. If you haven't listened to it or watched that, go back and look for it. It's only a couple of weeks ago. Beautiful titles, well-deserved nomination from a show that should have gotten more nominations. But go watch that and then vote for it, or vote for it and then watch it, and then come back to me and say, you were right. Main title, it. Welcome to Derry. Joey.
I love the tiny little tease they did today. I don't know if you saw
Yeah.
that, where it was like going back to the 30s. So I'm like, I'm fucking ready, man. Let's do it.
I gotta jump back into that show because I've only
Yeah, I
seen
oh,
like
it's so
two
good.
episodes.
I think the show goes back in time with the three seasons that they're going to do.
Yeah, I think they said this one will be 1930s, and then the next one will be like the 1910s
Yeah.
or the night, which is crazy. I'm excited for that.
Me too.
This is sort of a blanket thing that I want to happen. The Muppet Show was nominated for six Emmys. I want the Muppet Show to win all six.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love that too. I just love that there's no other alternatives.
No, there's no alternative.
They
It
have
should
to
win.
win six.
Writing for a variety special, sound mixing, picture editing, outstanding variety special pre-recorded, outstanding character voiceover performance, and outstanding, ooh, I should talk to somebody for outstanding production design. But everything about that one episode, I understand the hesitation to do more because apparently they think the Muppets aren't bankable enough anymore. Fuck you. I want 37 more seasons of this.
This is what I don't understand about that show. It's Disney Plus. They have multiple seasons of wretched, stinking garbage on that network. And they do one Muppet show. Why? Why would you even bother with that by that point? Give us six episodes. You have multiple seasons of, oh God, what am I thinking of? Like, just crap, just total crap. And I'm like, why is this still on the air? One
Oh
episode,
man.
one episode. Like,
You know, there was a time that Clarence and I went to New York for a Gilded Age event, and he got to the airport before I did. And it wasn't whatever show, it wasn't Obi-Wan Kenobi, it was the show before that.
no, it
Yeah.
was it was Kenobi.
It was Obi-Wan Kenobi. So
Yeah.
when you were going through, I flew
The
into.
Hall of Kenobi.
It was like I flew it. I thought probably still have videos of it, but like when I was trying to, I think I was meeting Clarence at like baggage claim or something so we could go to our hotel. And it was like I went down an escalator, Obi-Wan Kenobi ads. It was like, oh, I went on a people walker, Obi-Wan Kenobi ads, Obi-Wan Kenobi ads. And then I was just like, the amount of money that they spent on the Obi-Wan Kenobi ads could have funded at least two more seasons of the Muppet Show.
Okay. They have soon to be three seasons of Percy Jackson and the Olympians. Name one person that you know that has watched an episode of that show. I'll wait. They have all kinds of kids stuff, so I won't pick on that because
Maybe
it's too.
kids, maybe kids. They're not on Letterboxd. Like,
You know who appeals to kids? The Muppets.
that's
No, they
true.
don't, because it appeals to 40-year-olds who won't grow up.
Did you say 40 or four?
40-year-olds, 40-year-olds who won't grow up mentally. Four.
Sorry, I heard some shots fired outside my house. I have to leave.
Okay, Megan.
I would love to see a surprise where the chair company takes home directing. I think that's it's like one of its nominations. Right? Am I right?
I'm
Somebody.
sorry, take what?
The chair company, like it, I would love to see it get the directing win because it was nominated for directing, right?
Was nominated for writing.
I thought it was
No, I'm a
nominated.
liar. It's nominated for both.
Yeah. Oh, it's nominated for both. I would love to see it win one or the other. Like,
Or both.
or both. Actually,
Just
if it
go
won
all in.
outstanding writing for a comedy series, that means Tim Robinson and Zach Kanin would get it. So that would be great. So yeah, either one, but I'd love to see Tim Robinson up there, and I would love to see what he'd have to say. That's probably my last one.
I'm gonna go tip my toe back into the variety special. I'm gonna pretend that Joey did not just give that very eloquent, sort of eloquent,
I've never given anything eloquent in my entire life,
plea
ever.
for the Muppet Show. And my original pitch for this winner of Outstanding Variety Special, pre-recorded, was who watches the Muppet Show? And why would you give it to Wicked One Wonderful Night when Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour, the final show is right there? And yeah, give the girl an Emmy. She needs that for her wedding gift.
Does she need any more wedding gifts?
She didn't get any, I don't think. She didn't ask for
Any
gifts.
wedding gift?
No, she didn't ask
Oh,
for
she
gifts.
didn't?
No, she gave people gifts at her wedding,
Okay.
including a car.
That's what's on
Anyway.
my front porch. I found it. Okay.
Okay. So I believe that the Taylor Swift the Eras Tour, the final show, should win that category, not the Muppet Show. There we go.
A fight. I don't
Yeah.
know.
Joey, back to you.
This will probably be my last one, but I want Connor Story to win guest actor in a comedy series for SNL. I think that category, which I normally am really frustrated by, I assume it's going to go to Mr. Rob Reiner for The Bear or Michael J. Fox. But I think Connor Story gives one of the only worthy SNL nominated performances I would safely say in 7 years. Capitalizing on the moment that he's in, and I applaud that. Also, kind of gay.
Kind of,
I
sort
have to
of.
have something gay here.
Very good.
Gay.
My last one is going to, because Megan, you're done, right? Okay. My last one is in the category Outstanding Production Design for a Narrative Program, Half Hour, where we have Hacks going up against Night of the Seven Kingdoms, going up against Leanne, going up against Only Murders in the Building, going up against Widow's Bay. Just because a show is a half an hour, I don't think they should be competing against each other, because these are wildly different worlds and wildly different time periods. I know that the Television Academy may gravitate toward a Night of the Seven Kingdoms because it has that old Game of Thrones sheen, and they do love LARPing production design. But I would say Widow's Bay is far more accomplished and complex, and how it creates a very, very lived-in world that feels like you can look at the centuries that have beaten on these walls of these ramshackle buildings of the residents of Widow's Bay. It's a, of all of the shows, it is the one that I would absolutely want to step in the show just so I can visit each one of the locations, including the underground bunker with the mysterious hatch, tiptoeing into lost territory. Yeah.
That
So
reminds me, I need to send you that interview that I did with the production designer of Widow's Bay. So,
amazing.
gonna do that right now.
And I guess I would very quickly close out with I know everybody, David Harbour's nominated. I know everybody hates him. I know because, you know, apparently he really treated Lily Allen very poorly. Alcohol, whatever, abuse, you know, separate the man from the performance. He gives a fantastic performance in GTO St. Louis. He may not be a great
I
guy in
agree.
person. Separate him from the performance because he's a very, very, very talented actor and he is great in that show.
Think that's
That's all
great.
fair. I'm done. Me too. All right, very good. So let's jump to the flash forward to the meeting we're most anticipating in the upcoming week. And Joey, why don't you go first?
Shorts. Holly Shorts is going on right now. I have, I think, three independent reviews coming up for that. I'm hoping I'm not gonna, hurl myself off a bridge. And then I want to catch up with some movies. Teenage Sex at Camp Miasma expands here this weekend, and I oddly really want to see that.
Paw
Damien,
Patrol.
Dominic, what?
Paw Patrol.
Oh my God.
Hey,
No,
it's the best dinosaur movie since Jurassic Park.
oh
It
my God.
is.
I want to see the Tony movie with Dominic Sessa.
Oh.
Don't know why. I feel like an odd pull towards that movie, maybe because I know Antonio Banderas is in it, but
I didn't know he was in it. That's
that's
funny.
it.
Megan.
I am continuing my watch of Anna Pigeon. I love it. Loving Anna Pigeon. So much
You say that
fun.
title like an apology.
Saying like an
No,
apology.
I was like Anna Pigeon.
I love Anna Pigeon.
I know you do.
Furious. Two women shows, women cops. One's in Montana, Glacier National Park. The other's in, I think, New York. I love them both. So I've been really enjoying those. I also have some screeners to watch. American Doctor, How to Divorce During the War, The History of Concrete. So I'd like to get all my docs in a row. If
That
you
should be
love
the name
that,
of your college.
if you love
You
that,
should.
should be, you're right.
He's the
There's that
shorts king.
movie.
You're getting all your docs in a row.
All my docs in a row. I love it. I love it. I'm still reading the book, The Mashup, about this girl who gets, or this woman who gets trapped in her mash game from junior high or high school. And it's really
That sounds
cute.
amazing.
Yeah, it's really cute. So I've been listening to that. And then I'm also next on my list. I'm going to read Gina Gershon's Alpha Pussy. So stay tuned for that. And that's about it.
Very good. Not much in the film world for me. The Insidious movie comes a new Insidious movie comes out. You know, I'd love to be able to go see it. I just don't know that I'm going to get time to do it. TV wise, we have received screeners for a limited series that start that de debuts like in October or November. And I you know, it's under embargo, so I can't say what it is. I have started watching it, and I have thoughts. That we will yes, Joey, yes. That one. That we will most likely catch up to in a couple of weeks or months. But I'm gonna be catching up to, did I tell you guys I'm watching Big Brother again?
Oh, you're back on the
Oh
sauce.
no. Remember, I'm back on the sauce. Remember how I said I was never gonna do that again? Yeah, my wife pulled me out,
Wow.
so I'm back on the I'm
Clarence, get
back.
off the wagon.
I fell off.
Or
Yeah,
get
no,
on the wagon. I don't remember.
she definitely dragged me down. So, yeah, Big Brother, and
Dragging you
some other,
down the road.
yeah, some other, Furious and Ted Lasso and the
Yes.
Shards.
Shorts does sound like a fart, like a shart.
Yeah, it does. It's very hard to say without in my mind, but, books wise, I'm still reading Count My Lies by Sophie Stava, which again is going to be a Hulu limited series. And I have picked up The Boyfriend by Freida McFadden. And yes, Megan is correct. It is not a very good book. So,
I mean, I had fun with it. It just wasn't like, yeah.
Mean, it's not literature.
Well, none of her stuff is literature. This is just a, I think this is a step below. I'm still
It's a step
reading it.
above a doorstop.
These are
I'll read
mindless
them.
fun books. Yes.
That's great.
All right. So does that cover it?
Yeah.
All right, so let's get the hell out of here. So we are the three M's, the contending co-founders, Joey Moser, Megan McLaughlin, and me, Clarence Moy, thanking you for joining us, asking you to remember to rate us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or here on YouTube. Click like and subscribe, and wishing you a very pleasant tomorrow.